Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
Rich is off all week.
Oh, boy.
Very excited that Andy Hart's able to join us all week.
He's a liar.
Sounds better than the Dortcast.
Maybe a time and a place for some of that stuff.
Dale Arnold.
They never mentioned that Bill Belichick cheated.
Fellas, I am sick of this shit. Okay.
Got caught.
Sorry.
They're attached to nothing but scandal.
Full-blown bozo.
And he leads the way.
Yeah, no.
Rich Keith.
Dale, through the years, growing on me like a fungus.
What now?
Good fungus, not the bad fungus.
Thank you, I guess.
Dale and Keith, middays on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
An about-face from Dominican authorities.
The objective of this attack was not David Ortiz.
A week after calling the attack that wounded Red Sox legend David Ortiz an assassination attempt, the country's attorney general says Big Poppy was never the target.
The target was a friend of David Ortiz. The attack was specifically against Sixto David Fernandez.
Hour number two, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI.
I don't believe her.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. Everybody remembers June 9th of this year. That was the night, somewhere in the vicinity of 9:30 at night, when David Ortiz got shot at a nightclub, kind of an outdoor nightclub type of setting in the Dominican Republic. There have been a lot of questions about that, beyond the fact that we know he got shot and all that. From a medical perspective, we get updates occasionally from his wife, Tiffany, through the Red Sox. The most recent update was that David Ortiz had recently undergone a third surgery because of complications from the gunshot wounds. He is reportedly recovering nicely. He's still at Mass General, has been since basically a day or so after the shooting. They got him on a medical flight home to Boston and got him immediately into the hospital. But there hasn't been a lot of fleshing out of details. We hear a whole bunch of names, 14 different people arrested.
Right.
There's a lot of rumors. There's a lot of, you know what was involved. There was a woman, there was drugs, there was, and you hear a bunch of that stuff.
And thanks to Twitter, pretty much anyone can find those.
Oh, yeah,
and
they're all over.
Detailed rumors.
So Sports Illustrated dispatched a guy by the name of Danny Gold to the Dominican Republic. By his own admission in this piece, he spent about 10 days down there trying to get to the bottom of this whole thing. The little cut line under the headline of this, it says, the headline is "The Broken Case of David Ortiz." It says he might be the most beloved and famous person in the Dominican Republic. So why would someone shoot David Ortiz? And how could it be mistaken identity, as police have said? A visit to the island yielded few answers, but raised plenty more questions. And as I read this...
So why am I reading it if you didn't get any answers?
By his own admission, he didn't really get many answers.
Nope.
Now, he puts flesh to some of the rumors out there, and back to the black and white thing, puts them in black and white on my piece of paper here.
Correct.
Stuff which, just as a for instance, a lot of journalistic outlets would be a little hesitant to do. He talks to a woman who says, well, I overheard a policeman say that the shooting was because of this, because of that. First of all, that seems single source and hearsay, and I don't know if I'd be sticking that in a...
How about, quote, they're trying to save David's reputation? A neighbor chimes in.
I
don't even have a name.
Like, no.
I'm talking to you, and somebody over here says something, and I didn't even necessarily get this one, that authorities are colluding to save Ortiz's reputation to ensure his entry into the Hall of Fame when he becomes eligible in 2022. Do you think this
has anything to do with the Hall of Fame? No.
His issue with the Hall of Fame is twofold.
DH and performance enhancing
drugs. The one time on the list, that whole thing.
If he doesn't get in, that's what some people will fall back on.
Not because he was in the Dominican, he may or may not have had a mistress or bought a car or be involved. Who knows? But that's not going to keep him out. What'll keep him out is his position, which Now, with Edgar Martinez and Harold Baines, is probably less of an issue. And simply, is he lumped in with McGuire, Bonds, that group that isn't getting in,
right,
Clemens? Or is he lumped in with the group that, for whatever reason, you look past it, Jeff Bagwell or whoever you want to put rumors or attach,
yep,
to people, and they got in?
Mike Piazza.
Yeah, you know, whoever. So I just don't see that his reputation in this issue. Now, maybe in the country, or it's just more likely that one of the things the guy reports is that 90% of all crimes in the country are tied into the police. Like, they're involved in all cartel crimes. 15% of the cocaine in the world goes through the Dominican, you know.
Is this personal experience or what you're reading?
It says it right here.
Oh, okay. I thought.
Well, I was wondering, so then what happens then? Does it get on a boat? Does it get on a plane? How does it get out of the Dominican?
Does it just go inside people's bodies?
Right. Like, I can see Mexico. If you can get it to Mexico and then you can dig a tunnel or run across the border where there's no fence, you can get it into the U.S. The Dominican's an island. How do I get from the Dominican to everywhere else where I want to sell said cocaine?
So the police story here, which frankly not that many people bought.
Seems to have a lot of holes.
And the police story is that a guy by the name of David Sixto Fernandez, who was with David Ortiz that night, that there was a drug trafficker who believed that his cousin Sixto provided information to narcotics investigators, and he assembled a hit team. I use that term very loosely.
More like a mishit.
Oh, God. And that, you know, he paid $7,800. There are those who say that that number went up as high as $30,000, but you need 13 or 14 people,
right,
to get a motorcycle to go into a nightclub and shoot a guy. But anyway, nobody really bought the whole mistaken identity thing. I would say that even the president of the Dominican Republic, for whom David Ortiz has an open door, he's literally able to go talk to the president anytime he wants. He was not as recognizable in the Dominican as David Ortiz.
Right. Yeah. No. And you start to get into the details and they talk about, you know, David Ortiz is more dark skinned than his friend and the attire and the size. And it just, it isn't believable. I said yesterday, you know, you smell something and it doesn't smell quite right. The state side description from the authorities of what happened with David Ortiz does not pass the sniff test. And thanks to Sports Illustrated and a reporter, what was his name again, who spent 10 days there, Danny Gold, we have a lot of people in the Dominican saying, this doesn't smell quite right. I don't believe it at all. I don't have the answer. And most of them believe the answer will never be found.
Now, he quotes another person in this piece who said she believes the police are telling the truth because why would anyone want to hurt David Ortiz? And then you get into, and Danny Gold talks about some of these rumors out there. And, you know, he very thinly sourced, but he says, well, there are those who believe it involved a drug trafficker and his wife. And really? That's what Sports Illustrated's going,
right,
on?
Again, I could have written a lot of these stories off of Twitter. I could have found this information on Twitter. This was
saved
widely
Sports Illustrated a whole bunch,
right,
of money.
Yeah, 10 days and you come back with this? No wonder they're going out of business. But
as he says in this, the story is no longer on the front page of the papers every day. It for many people in the Dominican, he says, he reports, it really doesn't matter whether Ortiz was the target or not. It doesn't matter,
right,
to them.
Well, I would say from their perspective, some of the things would matter. A, how is David Ortiz doing? Because he's still in the hospital. So that is, I would say, alarming when this is
yeah,
your national hero.
June 9th is when he got shot.
Right, and still undergoing surgeries. And secondary, is he ever going to return to the Dominican? Is this a thing where this was his last trip to the Dominican and he can't possibly go back there? Have you lost your national hero to this event because of safety issues or concerns moving forward? I think that would be an issue. Now, my guess is he'll return at some point just because that's his home and he certainly has a lot of fans and followers and supporters there. But those would be do you really need to know exactly what happened? You know your national hero got shot and he's been in the hospital for whatever it is, more than a month now.
I mean, what this piece does is it sticks a whole bunch of names on a whole bunch of people, you know, again, most of which we've been reading on Twitter for a while now,
right,
most of these things. And I'll just give you an example. I'm quoting from Danny Gold's piece. One set of rumors allege that he targeted Ortiz over a woman or a money laundering dispute.
Well, those are two different things.
One set of rumors?
And they're two very dramatically different things, correct?
It said, and I'm continuing, those theories became so rampant that they got picked up in local newspapers, as well as some tabloids abroad, including the New York Daily News and Post and the UK's Daily Mail.
True.
We read it. Oh, they did. One set of rumors?
Which I find funny because they're two very different things.
Yeah, totally different.
Right, a woman or
a money laundering.
He's involved
dispute.
In money laundering?
Which, by the way, is a little harder. The woman thing may be ethically wrong if you want to feel that way. And
but
that's
dime
fine.
A dozen. Happens all the time.
But money laundering? We're talking legalities
right.
here.
Yeah, now we're going down the road. He's in bed with these cartels and crime and syndicate. What do they call them? Capos and the syndicates down there. The one thing I agree with in this long piece, I don't think we're ever going to know for sure. You can believe what you want to believe. You can pick and choose which source you think is accurate. I don't think we're ever definitively. I agree with all the Dominican people. We're never going to really exactly know what happened.
I mean, I'll give Sports Illustrated credit for attempting to try to, you know, wrap this thing up as completely as they could. And Danny Gold spent like 10 days trying to do just that. But I'm a little surprised to see a journalistic outlet like Sports Illustrated write a piece in which, well, one set of the rumors says this. The rumors?
Well, you got to substantiate the 10 days and the paycheck, and you probably paid the fixer. He had a fixer leading him all over the Dominican, and it was probably a little bit invested in this story. So at some point, you got to put something on newsstands that people will read and talk about. It worked for us, right? Our producers brought it right in, printed it, threw it down. We said, well, we can't talk about it till we at least read it a little bit.
And then we read it and went,
right.
There's not a lot here.
But we're talking about it, and I'm guessing other people will click on it, go online, read it, and say, huh, there's really not a lot here. But at least you got something out of your investment of time and money in this trip.
Well, a whole bunch of people got arrested. Not a lot's happened.
Nope.
No trial dates have been set. And by the way, the legal system in the Dominican allows them to hold these people for up to a year before they even charge them with anything. So it's a different legal system than what we have here.
It's a different place down there.
I love this quote. They're trying to save David's reputation, unquote. A neighbor chimes in.
Yes, that's my favorite one.
Wait, the small crowd believes the shooting was over a woman. And the authorities are colluding to... So the crowd...
Thinks it's... Because you always believe the crowd.
So the small crowd believes the shooting was over a woman, so let's print that. All these people here said they believe it's over a woman, so let's
that's
go.
That's a lot of sources. I'm not sure any of them are reliable sources, but that's a lot of sources. Wasn't just one. Whole crowd, boss. I had a whole crowd.
I mean, it was a gigantic story back on June 9th. I mean, we were all in shock. David Ortiz got shot. We were worried about his physical condition. You know, the Red Sox dispatch a medical ambulance, an air ambulance
right.
to the Dominican. They fly him back here as quickly as they can, correctly so. There was, and I understand it's a different society, so I'm not judging in that regard, but I found it illuminating. The piece starts with the doctor who actually treated David Ortiz, a guy named Dr. Gonzalez, and it talks about he's settling in to watch the Cubs play the Cardinals. It's Sunday night baseball. He gets a call from his clinic at 9:33. A patient had arrived with a gunshot wound, and then this is what the piece says. Dr. Gonzalez knew it was serious. His clinic was one of the most expensive in the Dominican Republic, the kind that catered to the rich and powerful. It wasn't the kind of place gunshot victims in Santo Domingo typically got sent. And you just think about that for a minute. You got shot, but I'm sorry. I've checked out your financials. You got to go to another clinic.
You're in trouble.
Don't bring them to my clinic. And, right. and I understand it's a different place. And
it is.
Different society.
It happens
and all
here,
that
too.
I got a feeling, though, that if the ambulance picks you up on a street corner in Boston suffering from a gunshot wound, what they're going to do is take you to the closest place to get
right.
you treated, right? They're not going to say, oh, we can't take them there. That's in Brookline. We got to take them over here.
Right, but I would say the counterexample would be if Tom Brady got shot in, you know, East Podunk, Alabama, he'll be at Mass General very quickly. Another average Joe gets shot, he's going to the local hospital, and they're going to try to treat him there,
right.
but he won't get as good a care as Tom Brady would get when he was flown to MGH.
The piece is called The Broken Case of David Ortiz. To Andy's point, I don't really learn much new here.
No, except...
I learned that there are rumors and that people don't believe necessarily the police's story. None of us did either.
And there's a lot of shadiness in the Dominican.
Wow. Mind blown.
Well, some of us just vacationed there and...
And thought it was really good.
Well, some of us went there because we thought Mexico was shady. Don't judge me. Apparently, you can't go anywhere nice anymore. This is why we can't have nice vacations.
Another little tidbit from this. I will say the...
You've got a lot of tidbits for a story you didn't care for.
Oh, no. I think there are some interesting tidbits. Dr. Gonzalez reaches the facility. He goes inside. Ortiz is lying on a gurney being interviewed by the police. He was in pain and kept asking for the surgery to begin. Do police interview guys who are laying on a hospital gurney with a gunshot wound?
People are saying
they
can't trust
the
police.
Here,
they're
right?
doing a great investigation. They wanted to get the information as soon as possible, even before they saved his life.
Even before they got the bullet out or something.
We're just going to go with rumors. There were initial rumors that the police were in on it. Remember that initially some of the hitmen were
too.
Cops.
So I guess I should give Danny Gold credit. He's only printing some of the rumors, not all of the rumors. Like, he left some of the rumors out.
If a crowd didn't say it, he didn't print it. If a neighbor didn't confirm it, he didn't print it. We should ask him how long Julian Edelman's going to be out. He might have a good answer.
He might know. Maybe he's being treated by Dr. Gonzalez in the Dominican.
He could afford it. He'd be at the good clinic.
At the real expensive, where only the rich and famous go to get treated. I think I'd rather get treated at Mass General.
I think so.
No
too.
Disrespect meant to Dr. Gonzalez and his fine clinic in Santo Domingo.
I think I would take any hospital in Boston over any clinic in
Which is
the
why the Red Sox sent an air ambulance immediately to the Dominican. Get him back here. I don't know, as you say, the most concerning part for Red Sox fans is he okay?
Right.
He's now had three surgeries, the third fairly recently. Because of complications. We know he's had three. We know that he's had his gallbladder removed. We know that, there was internal damage to kidneys and liver and all that. But the big question for most folks around here is he going to be all right?
Right. And my guess is at some point when we see David Ortiz, we're going to be in for a bit of a wow moment. Remember when Al Roker lost all the weight? I think you're going to see David Ortiz and say, wow, he doesn't look like
he
looked
before. Oh, I'm guessing
before.
He probably
he's
won't
probably
look
lost
the same.
A ton of weight. His
First
face
of all, he's
is
probably not
gone.
Eating the same way
right.
there that he would normally.
So my guess is this is going to be eye-opening. And the David Ortiz, the image that you have of him is probably whenever you see him. You remember when Teddy Bruschi left the hospital and you have that first image of him post-stroke?
He looked very frail.
Right. I'm guessing you're going to have maybe that or even worse with David Ortiz. I mean, you're talking about liver, gallbladder, intestines, multiple surgeries, things removed. I just find it hard to believe you're going to see David Ortiz and he's going to look the way you'd like to remember him.
To your point, and in this piece, it talked about the police in the Dominican trying to save his Hall of Fame candidacy.
I don't get it.
I'm with you on this one. Short of him being tied in, with some illegal drug.
Right.
That would hurt his Hall of Fame candidacy.
Correct.
But the idea that, well, we got to make sure we salvage this. Unless he's doing something illegal, and I haven't heard anything that indicates that.
No.
Unless there's some laws being broken or drug trafficking that he's involved with. And again, nothing has been intimated like that.
You're going to tell me none of the other Hall of Famers in Cooperstown have had a mistress, have had something like this, have had an incident? I mean, you go back in the old days with guys like Ty Cobb and Lord only knows what they were doing. So I don't buy that angle of the story. They may want to protect him as a national treasure for the Dominican.
And to help protect the tourism industry.
Right.
Hey, this is still safe. It's all right.
Right.
Even though David Ortiz got shot in the streets of Santo Domingo, you won't.
But I wouldn't tie it into his Hall of Fame candidacy and ability to get into Cooperstown.
You're right. If he doesn't get into the Hall of Fame, it'll be for one of two reasons or a combination of the two reasons. One, he's a DH.
Which
and
I think that's
almost
being eliminated.
Exclusively a DH and should be eliminated.
Right.
That should not be an issue.
But it's a fair debate, but I think it's been eliminated. You now have precedent where DHs are going in.
And the other issue would be the whole idea of he was on that initial list.
Secret, wasn't supposed to get out.
To get out.
Was
the
a
names
survey.
Weren't supposed to be attached. We don't know what the substance was that triggered this.
He
all
doesn't
of those
know
things.
What, theoretically.
Well, he says he doesn't. Right. Well,
yeah, I mean, if you take him at his word, so that to me, that would be the only thing that keeps him out now is the ties to performance enhancing drugs. If enough voters truly believe that David Ortiz, who was waived, cut, whatever, by the Minnesota Twins, skinny and then blew up in Boston, both physically and in terms of output. If enough of them believe that he was a PED user over the bulk of his career, that's the only thing that would keep him out of the Hall of Fame. And I don't think there are.
No, I don't think anything will keep him out of the Hall of Fame.
I don't either. I mean,
short of, you know, some legal bombshell being dropped as we go forward here that I don't think exists. Short of that, I think he's going in the Hall of Fame.
And luckily, if you believe Danny Gold, the authorities in Dominican are making sure there's no legal bombshell. They're taking care of Poppy. See, the Patriots worked out a Poppy receiver yesterday?
I did. We read the name. It was one of the four wide receivers.
Undrafted guy.
Poppy White.
Poppy White. Undrafted guy out of Marshall, I think, was with the Jags. I wouldn't learn his name. I haven't.
Evidently.
Poppy.
Leave that one out. Read the piece if you're interested. I mean,
you just spent 20 minutes crapping on it, and now you're telling people to read it?
I guess I'm just surprised that
disappointed in Sports Illustrated. You thought they had higher journalistic standards.
Do you?
Not as much anymore. I think the entire world of publishing and media is about...
And social media.
Clicks and talking and interests and... That's the reality. That's why, you know, people can get mad at Alex Reamer for aggregating, you know, the Globe feature on Dennis Eckersley, and he did nothing wrong. He did his job, and I don't even
I had no issues with what Reamer did.
I don't
Reamer
even think
did.
he tried to do something wrong. I don't think he fluffed anything up. He took the most interesting, timely part of the story,
which
quoted
every
it,
outlet does.
Correct. And Price happened to see it online and use his emojis and go from there. But that's modern media. Find a way to get read. Find a way to get clicks. It's not as easy as your grandfather picking up the newspaper with his morning coffee and doing it every single day. That's not the world we live in.
Well, it's an interesting piece. I don't think you're going to learn a lot other than tidbits, things that,
right.
You know.
Anti-Dominican things that may change your travel plans.
Yeah,
although now I hear Costa Rica. Where Tom Brady's going. Did you hear the guys talking about that this morning? Apparently, Costa Rica's had a rash of these people dying at resorts, and apparently the Costa...
The whole alcohol thing?
Yeah,
apparently the
Costa Rican government has come out and said they believe it is due to tainted alcohol with methanol in it that is killing people. 18 people died or 15 people died. You can't go anywhere anymore. Go to the Cape.
I'm going to guess that at the Brady Bunchen...
Compound
in Costa Rica, they don't have... Little nips that they get on the black market from the local distributor.
The little seal's not broken at the
probably,
top of it.
It's probably
well sealed.
I'm not even sure how much they drink of it, but if they do, I think it's probably fairly safe.
They just crack the coconut and drink it the natural way. There's no alcohol.
With their
poison.
With his machete.
Yeah, I saw that.
Tom, just leave the machete back home, okay?
Yeah, nothing good can come from
that.
Remember when the Jags had that? They had an axe in their locker room and the kicker hit
Jack
himself
Del
in the
Rio,
shin.
Right?
Yeah. Stay away from knives. Maybe Odell's right. Maybe Brady does get away with anything. He's got a machete one day,
and we're
cliff diving the next.
Did you use a machete? A machete? I just like saying it.
I noticed.
617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keith. Andy Hart in for Rich. We've got a...
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Friend.
Right back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
Tom Brady, as of now, is set to go into a contract year for the first time in his career. My understanding is no new deal is on the horizon at this point. It would be a unique type of a contract because nobody's played at this level and one like Brady has as he comes up on his 42nd birthday. But remember, the Patriots have a track record getting deals done, including with Brady, in August and September. So stay tuned before we start figuring out where Brady could land in free agency.
I know we're at that point in the football season where, you know, we've had an entire offseason, training camps are just opening. So basically what Tom Pelissero was reporting breathlessly on the NFL Network yesterday is that there is no contract done between Brady and the Patriots. I'm quoting his tweet now. But they've done business in August and September before, so stay tuned. Really?
Well, my guess is his boss said, we're going to come to you. We need a hit on Brady's contract. And so he gave him a hit on Brady's contract.
There are those...
You're very critical of the media today.
Of the media today, I know. There are those who believe, and we've read this on Twitter, so it must be true. There are those who believe that Brady will play out the entire season. That he will finish up the season and then do a deal next year. I don't believe that a bit.
I would love it. That would be entertaining.
Well, you said it yesterday. You'd like to see it.
Yes.
But you don't believe it's going to happen.
The biggest free agent in the history of football.
Oh, man.
And I don't care that he's 42. As long as he doesn't suck this year, which I don't think he's going to suck this year.
He probably won't.
Might not be great. I mean, he doesn't have any tight ends or wide receivers, but we can deal with that later in the week.
He hasn't had some of those things in the past.
Right. But that would be a fun story. And you think of it from his perspective, what are the reasons you don't go to free agency? You don't go into a contract year? Security, right?
Sure.
You want the long-term deal, the money now. What if I blow out my knee? That's irrelevant to him, right? He has boatloads of money in his own bank account and his wife's bank account. He's 42 years old. This is not a long-term proposition.
Yeah, almost any injury is career-threatening
right.
at this stage.
So he goes,
any long-term injury.
I'm done. Going to run TB12. Going to go market myself. And if he has a career-ending injury, he didn't run out of gas.
No.
It's not like TB12, the method, failed. You could blow out a knee or blow out a shoulder and just decide, I'm not rehabbing at 42 to come back for one more year. So he really has no reason not to play it out. If he doesn't want to, right?
Yeah, I don't believe he will for a couple of reasons. One, it is to the Patriots' benefit, although you correctly pointed out yesterday, it's not a gigantic benefit from a cap perspective point of view, but he has a pretty healthy cap number, which they should be able to reduce if they get a contract extension done. It's a $27 million cap hit for this coming year.
Yes.
And you know, theoretically, you get an extension done, you lower the cap number, you give him more money up front, all those things that you do. That they've done consistently. That's the other thing. They've never had him go into a lame duck season on his contract, ever. Why now?
Because he's 42. It's different. It's a different time.
Well, I mean, he's different, too. He's also, you know, the best who's ever played the position. You're probably not doing that with him. You would do that for any other player who's 42.
Now, correct
with
me.
With Ben Watson, if you, and he's not 42, but I'm saying, if his contract, you'd say, okay, you know what, Ben, let's play it out and see what goes here.
Drew Brees technically became a free agent, right? Or did he sign an extension?
I think he signed an extension.
I couldn't remember if he let it play out and then he signed, or if he signed it right before it played out, but he signed a what you were sort of talking about yesterday, 2 years, $50 million. Like,
that's
you're a veteran guy, short term.
That's what I think it's going to be, something like that.
He got 13.5 signing bonus and $20 million guaranteed at signing, blah,
yep.
blah, blah. Total guarantee, $27 million.
I think the total guarantee is going to be higher than
right.
that, but yes.
But, I mean, that's the range
yep.
of Hall of Fame 40-year-old quarterback who hasn't lost it, who most people still think is a top five quarterback coming off a good season. Just to clarify, I wanted to look at Brady's thing. So if I'm reading this correctly online, he has $7 million of signing bonus, $1 million roster bonus, and $5 million of a restructure bonus. So $13 million is the base
mm-hmm.
that you would have to carry over to the next contract. Now, you can divvy it out over a couple years, but remember, you're also getting new guaranteed money.
Right.
That would be on the cap. So, you know, the $27 million cap number, I'm not sure you're going to carve that down quite as much as people think.
No,
when
but
you roll
there
over.
Will be some.
Because your deal is a 2-year extension. So now that $13 million I already have, I'm carving out over 3 years.
Yep.
So that's $4 million per year on the cap. But if I give him, let's say I give him $20 million to sign, that's $20 million over the 3 years. That's six and change. So now we have $10.5 million somewhere in there. That's already prior
right.
to salary. So all of a sudden that cap number is getting up towards $20+ million again. So yeah, maybe you shave off $7 million and get it down closer to 20 than 27. And then I would argue, what are you using that for? And you told me yesterday the prorated Gronk salary
that's,
for the second half of the season.
That pays for Gronk.
I hope so.
So last night on the NFL Network, although they had some hellacious technical difficulties, but they...
What happened?
They were having all sorts of problems.
Lightning related?
I don't know, maybe. They began their series on the NFL Top 100. And
yes.
they begin the countdown. And these are the rankings supposedly voted on by the players themselves.
They are. I've seen the people come from NFL Network into the locker room and get guys to vote. Now, I will say a lot of times it's sort of the lower end players that are just sitting at their locker and willing to fill out these sheets. But they do vote. They do get players to vote.
So they began last night this whole process. And I bring it up because Tucker Boynton on Twitter points out here are Brady's ranks going back in the previous seasons. OK, the player rankings here. 2011, he was first.
Yes.
2012, he was fourth. 2013, he was fourth. 2014, he was third. 15, third. 16, second. 17 and 18, number one both years. The point here, as Tucker Boynton points out, you know, it's almost like he's getting better, and he kind of is. But the other
thing, I don't think he's going to be one this year.
No, but he's going to be top five.
Everyone thinks we suck and, you know, can't win any games, so we'll see.
No one's ever said that, Tom.
No, no. No, he's not going to be number one, but he's going to be in the top five. He
probably
might be 2-3. He could be.
Whereas Chris Sims doesn't even have him as a top five quarterback, never mind overall player.
Yeah, talk about clickbait. So the age is certainly a factor, and you're right. It's something that you have to at least take into consideration. But he's also one of the top five players in the league, despite his age.
So
with no real indication, as you point out, that the cliff has suddenly arrived.
Let's do it from both perspectives. If you're Tom Brady, do you have any desire to go into, assuming you actually want to play till 45?
And I assume that he's telling the truth.
Do you have any desire to go into this season without an extension? Would you prefer to get the extension done now, as Tom Pelissero points out, as they've done in the past, in August? Would you rather have it done now?
I think he'd rather get it over with.
I do, too. Why? It's a distraction.
Right. I don't want to think about it.
And
I want to go play. I just, you know, let me concentrate on winning football games, playoff games, a Super Bowl.
One of the areas where I do think Belichick and Brady have been in lockstep for most of the years is let's avoid distractions.
Yes.
Let's focus on football. Let's put all our energies into game plans. And, I mean, you've even seen Brady push his press conferences off from Wednesdays to, like, Fridays because he, you know, get all the work done early in the week, and now I have time for the media.
Now the hay is in the barn so I can talk to you.
Now, let's go the other way. If you're the Patriots, and we might have to divvy the Patriots up into two camps.
Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick.
Okay, let's do that. Let's make this a three-headed monster. If you're Robert Kraft, do you want him to have a contract extension by the season?
Absolutely.
Why?
He's put billions of dollars into my pocket. Me being Robert Kraft, I've described him as practically a son to me.
Right.
He's the greatest quarterback who ever lived. He put six Super Bowl banners up in my stadium. Yes, I want him. I want it done. I want him taken care of.
Okay, so maybe the most interesting one, William Belichick, the Conqueror. Do you want him to have a contract before the season starts, or would you be comfortable or even happy to let it play out?
I think if I'm William Belichick, the Conqueror, I want a contract done too.
Why?
Back to the whole idea of the distraction and the questions and you know, let the concentration be on winning football games, nothing else. You know, if God forbid something happens to him, we'll figure that out. But I don't want that to be a factor in anything that we do that leads to technically, theoretically, a seventh Super Bowl title.
But is there more value in maybe letting it play out? Maybe seeing what happens? Maybe he stinks this year. Maybe he gets the Kellerman cliff.
If Garoppolo was here, I might agree with you. If I'm Bill Belichick, I don't think my quarterback of the future is sitting in that locker room right now anyway.
You don't like Jared Stidham?
Jared Studham? No,
that's your Mark James guys.
Well, that's what he says. But no, I don't think Jared Stidham's the next quarterback. Do you?
Nor does that Auburn fan that was texting us a number of times yesterday that said he sucks, and so does the coach. They both suck together.
Texter says, Auburn fan here, Stidham sucks.
Oh.
Ow.
That hurts.
Yeah,
I
believe all three want to get a deal done, which is why I think Pelissero's incorrect here.
So why is there no deal done yet? Or is it done and we just don't know?
I think the bones of it are done. I've thought that for a couple of months.
Yeah, I've thought that since the plane ride.
Yeah.
I forget exactly what and when it was, but it was Robert Kraft and Tom Brady flew back
and
from
Giselle.
The West Coast. So I assumed it got done and we were just waiting for the cap guys to work out a couple of the little numbers or both sides to sign it so it's official and it's in the books and it's filed with the league. I'm a little surprised it's taken this long. Now, I would expect that it gets done, but if it doesn't, is that a bad sign? Do you take that?
Yes.
Oh. How so?
Because then it would indicate that one of the three-headed monster that we're talking about may not be all that cranked up about it.
So you
I don't want to think that one of the three is, I don't know, do we want to? My guess is all three go, yes, of course I'm, of course we want Tom to be here. Of course I want to be here. It shouldn't be a question. Brady has never, ever given an indication that he ever wants to play football anywhere else. His father has said, you know, it might end badly here.
Right.
You know, you never know. Has Brady ever indicated, well, you know, I wouldn't mind going to San Francisco for a
couple
of years.
No, he's never said that.
Ever.
But he has sort of parroted his dad's sentiment that, you know, when,
it's up to them.
If they can do better without me, if I'm not the best option anymore, right, they'll move on from me. That's what Bill does.
And guess what? He's still their best option.
Well, yeah, that's
by
what I would
pretty fair to. Chunk.
I don't see any reason, and we've talked about this, unless there's a major injury, there's been no indication that he's going to fall off the map. He may no longer be 1-3-5 best player in the league, but he's going to be a top 10 quarterback. He's going to be your best option because it's hard to get a top 10 quarterback. It's really hard to get the GOAT, the number one, but look at how many teams struggle to get just a top 10. We have a starter. Half the league, it seems like, year to year, is deciding whether the guy they have is really a starting NFL quarterback, is really a guy to take into the next season. And I find it hard to believe any time in the next couple of years that Tom Brady's not going to be a top 10 quarterback, not going to be a legitimate plan for the next year type starter.
Here comes the cliff.
Yeah. How many years ago did he say that?
Well, yeah, it's been a while. It happens. We're all wrong,
2016.
Dale. We're all wrong on occasion. I thought Belichick was retiring. He didn't. Get over it.
I expect him to be off the cliff this season.
So you host a daily talk show.
Yes.
You actually got your name first. It's Dale's show.
Only because I was here first.
Got that other guy.
Yeah.
When would you start? You said it's concerning to you if he doesn't have an extension by the season. When do you start thinking?
If they play the season, if they start the season without a deal, not that they can't do one during the season, they could, but that would indicate for the first time ever that there's some division here.
That the end is near.
Yeah.
Somebody's thinking about the end. You won't be quite sure which
that
of the
Brady,
three.
It's Brady or it's Belichick or it's Kraft.
Can we eliminate Kraft?
Kraft we can eliminate.
I don't think he's thinking about moving on from Tom.
No, it would be one of the two.
I mean, I believe Jonathan used the phrase, he's earned that right to decide or something to that nature, that Brady is sort of here as long as Brady wants to be here. So we can eliminate that. Then it's Belichick and Brady, which gets us back to the whole great debate. Who stays longer? Who's more valuable? Who wants to prove they can win without the other? Is any of that even really a thing?
You know what Tom's age and contract situation is.
That was a long time ago.
That was a while ago, too.
It's back when I thought you might retire. We all learn. We all make mistakes, Bill. Get over it.
So it would not concern you a bit if they start the football season with no deal?
No, because you just never know with them. It could be in a drawer, and maybe they have some reason they don't want to sign it early.
See, that's the problem. Let's say it's done. Let's say it's in a drawer. What would be the reason? I can't come up with one.
I don't know.
I got nothing.
Financing. Tom's trying to finance 12 new clinics. If he has too much money in the bank, it hurts his credit. I don't know.
Hell of a try on your part.
Yeah, I'm just spitballing.
I'm going to guess he and Giselle could probably get the financing
cash.
They seek.
I don't think they need financing.
Yeah, probably not.
You know
not.
What financing is to them? The ATM card. Put it in and take the money
take
out.
Take the money. That's probably true as well. I think Tom Pelissero's wrong. I think that there will be a contract done before opening night.
Well, but he's not wrong because he says there's no contract now, but
they
do business
in August and September.
Right. So he's right either way.
I think that he'll have a contract. Well, it may be done now. It'll be announced before the opener. Before they kick off the championship season, he'll have a contract announced.
I think you're right. I think it'll be actually, you know when I think it happens? Right after the first game, during the first game, halftime of the first game, somewhere in there.
Patriots
Adam
Monday
Schefter.
When we're down at Gillette?
No, I think it'll be before that, actually on Sunday. Adam Schefter's reporting.
That could be.
As the Patriots are beating the they're playing the Steelers, right?
Yes, they are.
As the Patriots are beating the Steelers, word out of Foxborough is Brady and the Patriots have agreed to a multi-year extension that likely keeps him in New England for the remainder of his football career.
617-779-7937. We'll let you guys weigh in as well. As we get back to the calls with you, it's Dale and Keefe with Andy in for Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI.
Stay tuned before we start figuring out where Brady could land in free agency.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you think about the contract, or is that something that works out and always has?
Yeah, I don't think about it too much.
Would you prefer not in a walk year with the when the year starts, or does it matter to you?
I think those things work themselves out. So,
have there been negotiations, Tom?
That's none of your business.
Hey, Tom, could you talk about?
I never really talked about my contract or anything like that. So, I don't really want to start doing that.
By the way, he has never talked about his contract here.
Yeah, not really. No, I mean, he had that one hit. That was this offseason, right? He did one of the late night.
Well, that was that one.
No. The late night show, and I like winning, and my wife makes pretty good money, or something like that.
Kind of
a late night funny line. But yeah, there's not much. And we just talked about it. You brought it up. Another contract we don't know anything about.
Bill Belichick.
Which I think is one of the keys to his success here in a weird way. The lack of knowledge surrounding his contract, that he and the Kraft family are basically the only ones that have any idea what he's making.
There has been no leak.
No.
Ever.
And I think that's intentional. And I think it's genius. And why? If you're going to ask everybody to take less, you know, less money for the team.
Hey, we're going to, Danny Amendola, sorry, we're going to restructure you again.
Even Tom Brady. Tom, I mean, I know you could hang us out to dry and we'd have to give you $35 million a year. But, you know, if you take $20 million, that leaves $15 million. And they can't say, well, wait a minute, Bill, what do you make? Are you the highest paid coach in football by $5 million? Do you make $15 million a year? That's not out there. They don't have that to fall back on, right?
I think we all assume he's the highest paid coach in football.
Right.
But we don't know it.
We have no idea. And I think that's a key part of this whole package that he put together of, do you want to win? Because if you want to win, it's not necessarily about money. Meanwhile, for all we know, he's by far the highest paid coach.
Right. Like, you almost wonder if he's got some favored nation status contract so that, you know, a guy like John Gruden comes in and gets $100 million and you know, does Bill Belichick's contract say no matter what, he has to be the highest paid coach in the NFL by X.
Like a lot of the college football and the college basketball coaches have. I have to be the highest paid in the conference by a dollar. And, oh, he got a raise, so that means I got a raise. And they have these retention bonuses and all these various things that kick in. We'll never know. Maybe he has an ironclad contract. Maybe he signed a lifetime contract.
And again, we have no idea. Let's clear something up because a texter here has brought up a misconception out there. I'm not blaming the texter because it's a pretty common misconception. It says if they did have a contract done for Tom Brady, it can't be announced until 1 year after his latest contract. That is incorrect.
Thank you.
They restructured his deal last August. They can announce a contract today.
Right. You cannot add money multiple times in a calendar year. Get new money in a new contract. Restructures are not treated
the
same way.
That's not the same.
They could have done it already. That is not the hindrance here. And I don't know that there is a hindrance.
No, there is no 1 year. They have to wait for a year. No, they don't.
But I don't even know if there is a hindrance. Like, we talk about this because Tom Pelissero reports that there isn't a deal. Maybe there is a deal. He could be wrong. You think he's wrong and that there is either something imminent or they've already done it or it's coming. But we don't even know. That's the beauty of it or the lack of beauty from our perspective.
And think about, and again, I'm not knocking Pellicero's sources, but imagine how many people would know if there's been a deal done between the Patriots and Brady. My guess is about four.
Yeah, that might be too many.
Well, I mean,
I think there's times,
I'm
honestly
assuming it's Belichick, Kraft, Brady, and maybe Jonathan Kraft.
Yeah, I think there's there are times when two of the people you just mentioned find out later. I think Brady and Kraft, and then I think Bill finds out. So what did we get him to agree to this time?
Yeah.
And Don Yee's like, okay, so what am I getting 3% of this time? How'd you do in there? How'd you do on the plane ride back? I really do think it's pretty close to a one-on-one personal negotiation between Robert and Tom.
And maybe Robert doesn't even share that information with Jonathan.
At some point, I'm sure.
I mean, I would think
you
that.
Loop him
I put him on my list because I kind of think he's in right. that loop.
But I think those are secondary. They find out when it's basically done, not early on in the stages. And nor should they. I mean, that's fine, right? I mean, Robert Kraft is the patriarch of the Patriots, right? It is what it is. And Tom Brady is the founding father of the dynasty, right? The dynasty
Absolutely.
Took off. So they've earned that
Although,
right to do
there's
it.
Another founding father of the dynasty,
Well,
too.
If you want to get into that debate, we can get into that debate.
We'll do it next hour.
Oh, I'm looking forward
the
to
whole Belichick-Brady thing. It's fairly clear that it is a symbiotic relationship, that part of Belichick's greatness is due to Brady, part of Brady's greatness is due to Belichick. We're not trying to suggest that it's an either-or, but for the sake of sports talk radio, sometimes it
right.
becomes an either-or.
It's like Destiny's Child. Then Beyonce went on to be bigger than Destiny's Child.
By a lot.
Or, what's his name? I'm drawing a blank.
Narrows it down.
No, the actor, singer, Justin Timberlake, right? You go from boy band to, whoa, he's way bigger than a boy band.
Way bigger.
I don't think that's the case with Belichick and Brady. I don't think one would leave and go, oh, my God, Brady could have been so much better if he didn't have Belichick hold him back all those years.
I don't think so.
Or Belichick could have been so much better if he had a mobile quarterback like he has now.
617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe. Andy Hart in for Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Summer is a time for barbecuing. Families gather together for a great time to enjoy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.